This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time for a significant shift in the landscape, because it's time for a change. It's all just the world changes, and sometimes people don't really work their way into it well, because nobody likes change, but change is part of what we're all about. If you understand your body and how it changes over your lifetime, how your mind changes, how everything, your friends change, work circumstances change, and a lot of the things that go on, and I think this is part of my philosophy of life, and this comes from having had a lot of knocks up and down. We all do that, too, over the lifetime. It's very difficult to see your blind spots. You can, it's sort of like what we don't know. I like the expression, I know what I know, and I know what I don't know. And a lot of times, a lot of people don't know what they don't know, and therefore it comes back to haunt them. And I think that's true about our blind spots as well. If you know, you can't see what you're missing. If you did, you wouldn't be missing it. So it's kind of a slapback, and I think that's why you need to be a little more humble sometimes, learn every day new things, listen to people who are around you that are here to help and support you, hear me, hear you, wherever you are. If you're running a business, sometimes it's difficult, but it's also important to face what will allow you to grow, and that's to hire people that are smarter than you are, to listen to other people and develop some sort of wisdom to know that what they say is right. Sometimes, not all the times, it works sometimes that way and sometimes it doesn't, but as a small business person, I think sometimes many of us, and we find that in the research done for this program, there are a lot of people that listen to this program that have small businesses that are just under the circumstance of COVID, we're trying to survive. And many of the pressures that have been brought about, as I was talking earlier, the business about what we have all gone through seems to be difficult, in some cases unnecessary. And you can kind of stand back and look at it and say, what the hell are these people thinking? And then, you know, you go about your business. It's part of life and it's part of change. That's why I started with the thoughts that I did with regard to change. Change is not, we've changed so much. And I was with a dear friend of mine last night. He's one of the farmers that works with me, but he's been a wonderful friend. He's my age, and we've been working on the farm together. I've known him for 25 or 30 years, and he works very closely with me. And we were in a hayfield yesterday, and something went on, and we had to fix something. And then we got to talking about how things are changing and how time is going so quickly. Maybe it's more noticeable to people who are older and closer to the end of the line, but I don't grouse about that, because I feel like every day is worth living, kind of like for those who remember Bishop Fulton Sheen, life is worth living. I remember my mother had that when she first got sick, had that book around, and I think it gave her a lot of support. Just the phraseology, life is worth living, it is. But it depends on what you throw into it. Maybe it makes it more worth living. But if you have children and you have things that you love doing with your time, maybe that's what makes the time move faster. And I wonder if that went into Chris Wallace's thought, ladies. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Chris Wallace, the liberals and the conservatives have tried to make this yet another liberal and conservative reality, whereas I think my read on the Chris Wallace being hired by CNN away from Fox is that he's 74 years old and he wants to make more money, and how much time has he got left? And CNN.
Yeah, and I think CNN needs the credibility too.
Absolutely. Right.
Especially with the crowd that is more conservative. Unfortunately for them, I don't think many of the conservatives at Fox embraced Chris Wallace, so I don't know how many of them are going to follow him, but certainly I think he probably has something to blame, or to gain, excuse me, not to blame, because he gets probably some good money.
Yeah.
It's probably maybe less work, I think, because he would do a lot to promote Fox News Sunday during the week at Fox. So I don't know. Maybe there's
a setup. Supposed to be a daily thing, though, Jen. Is there?
Is he doing daily? I thought it was only once a week.
No.
Oh, so then it's more work. Maybe it's just more money. Maybe he wants to finish out with more money.
He's the chief anchor, apparently, for their streaming service, CNN Plus. And you're right. They need some credibility because their credibility is shot to hell. And they, for good reason, because they had guys like Cuomo there, but it's just the normal tone of things. And then there were those, you know, you're never going to make the conservatives, unfortunately, happy because they don't want to hear it. And you're never going to make the liberals happy with Fox because they don't want to hear it. Even though you can see Fox is toning down some of its programming, not all of it, but he also had an impact. That show was the most watched of the Sunday. That is really an interesting. It used to be NBC and Meet the Press was the most watched. And then, you know, the CBS thing was a close second, Face the Nation. And then ABC, you know, kind of tried to do the same thing. But when Chris Wallace went to Fox, and then as it built over the years, whether it's credibility, whatever it is, he had a huge impact to the point where, as far as I understand it, the Fox News Sunday show was the most watched of the Sunday morning news shows. And it is because of him. Now, he comes from that family. Mike Wallace was his father. He looks like his father. He sounds like his father. But he's not his father. He's different in many different ways. I think he is, anyway. He was at ABC before he went to Fox. And he served as NBC's chief White House correspondent before that. So he's been around and been through all of these circles. And so I just think that his impact against them, they'd rather hire him and get him out of there so they can have some impact. I think their Sunday show, though, is awful. Well, I haven't seen it for a while, but the last time I saw it, it was awful. They didn't even really register. It was ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox, and the CNN Sunday. Isn't Jake Tapper, is he still doing it?
Yeah, it's State of the Union, Jake Tapper, yep.
Yeah, but what do you think about it, Jennifer? Am I right in my reading?
Well, I kind of watch all of them, and I got to tell you, the Sunday shows are just not my jam. I watch them because I prep my show, and so I kind of keep an eye out. To me, they are... it's a lot of people who have a lot to say. It's almost like when someone's selling a book and you see them on...
it's a sales job.
On Kelly and Ryan. You see them on The View. You see them... So it's a lot of those same people who bounce around. You do get good hosts who will ask good questions. And I've got to say that Chris Wallace, who I do think kind of leans a little bit more to the left for my liking, is one of the people that I would put on the list of fairly good journalists. I would put him, I would put Jake Tapper on that list, even though I think they lean away from where I do politically. I can see where they lean. Forget that.
But
I don't care if they lean away from me politically.
Right. But
let me rephrase.
Yeah.
I don't care where they lean politically. I don't want to know. Is the bottom line. A good journalist will never tell you
That's
where they
right.
are leaning.
Yeah.
And so I can kind of tell where Chris Wallace and Jake Tapper go, but much less often than I can some other journalists. So I think that they both do a good job. I just think that sometimes it's overplayed. When you have Adam Schiff on four different morning shows in one week, it's like, okay, we get it. Adam Schiff has a story to tell.
Book her out to lunch.
Like,
what happened?
It's like, what is kind of fun, like on Chris Wallace's last program on Fox this week, he had Bill de Blasio on. Now, Bill de Blasio would typically be on some of those other shows, but he wouldn't come on Fox. And so I think that was kind of the standout for me. When you have unusual guests showing up in places where you don't think they should be, then that, I think, creates a more interesting conversation.
Mm-hmm. Well, it just is interesting. For some reason or other, I haven't the slightest idea. Last night I was on Facebook, and I happened to be Facebook friends with Heidi Harris, who's kind of an off the wall. Can I go to that place, Jennifer? You know Heidi Harris.
I'm not allowed to say. No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Who is this person? Just for people who don't know.
Yeah,
who
she is. She's been a she's sort of put herself into a circle of hosts that she doesn't really belong in, but yet she's been able to sort of promote herself into a situation. She's from Las Vegas. She's been on every talk station in Las Vegas. She went to L.A. for a while, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah, at my station.
On your station.
It up.
Right, yeah, exactly. And so I've never read. I watched Warren Eckstein does his show on Facebook, and I've seen it a couple of times, but I'm not really free on Saturdays when he does it, so I don't make a habit of it. So last night I went onto Facebook, and for some reason or other she messaged me, or I got it, and so I clicked onto the message, and I went to her. She was doing her Sunday night program live, and so I'm watching her on Facebook in a break. Talk to some of the listeners that are obviously back and forth messaging her, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm not going to say what I really was thinking, but you can tell from my tone. I'm just wondering why anybody, and because we've been asked to do this program on Facebook, and I have said no for any number of reasons, and the ladies don't want to be dressed up and make.
Hey, thank you. Because I'd like to tell you it's 4:16 right now.
Yeah. All right. Where Jennifer is. And so, and I'm in my bathrobe and I'm pretty comfortable focusing on the program and not how I look. And frankly, how even I sound. I guess I should be more because I've had a little touch of cold over the last 3 or 4 days and it's long gone, but it sounds like it's still here. But the idea is how do you make yourself look your best and be conscious of what's being seen, and then, you know, what I saw didn't appeal to me. It wasn't appealing. I wanted to.
Was it
I
just a like studio to, shot? Like just her?
I think she does it from her kitchen, doesn't she?
No, she's in some kind of a studio that she set up with.
Oh, okay. Because there was a thing that she was doing on her, like from home, too.
Yeah, right. So anyway, but this is not a shot at Heidi Harris necessarily, although it sounds like it. I think there are a lot of people who are better at this than she is. How's that for being subtle? Then I start listening to her response, and what brought me around to think about Chris Cuomo was what she had to say. Oh yes, we got lots to say about Chris Cuomo, and he leaves in five. You know what? Let it speak for itself, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think anyone needs to pile on to that one, right?
No.
No, so, but pylon, did you guys hear the pylon story, though? Not to change the subject.
The producer?
Yeah, but the producer.
What, Chris Cuomo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if Chris Cuomo is involved with the producer's activities, but yeah.
I wouldn't even want to make that connection because, yeah. Look, Chris Cuomo's got his own stuff to deal with. Mm-hmm. But there's a CNN employee who was charged on Friday with 3 counts that he had used a facility of interstate commerce to abuse underage girls. A grand jury in Vermont indicted John Griffin for attempting to entice girls to engage in sexual activity. He was in court. He said he would file, I guess the judge is going to file a transfer order to Connecticut. But according to the document or to the indictment from April to July of 2020, he utilized the messaging applications Kick and Google Hangouts to communicate with people purporting to be parents of minor daughters, conveying to them, among other ideas, that a woman is a woman regardless of her age and that women should be sexually subservient and inferior to men. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. All right. Well,
thank
his career
God the FBI
over.
Caught him. Oh my God! I mean, he was talking. He was supposedly like training, and I'm saying that
7 year old kids,
7 year old girls. It's disgusting.
Right?
I don't know how, and I know it's hard, but I cannot imagine how there are so many messaging apps that adults can take advantage of and use to prey on kids. And mm-hmm. I don't think that parents know half of it. I really don't.
No,
I mean, there's
no.
a messaging app with everything, and you better be really good at keeping track of it because
well, spinsters,
kids,
there's no way to
yeah,
keep
I was
track
just
going to
say, yeah, and kids are creating fake accounts that their parents don't even know exist.
Yeah. yeah.
And All they're right. not telling the real age.
I'm going to go. That kind of stuff makes me crazy and leaves me speechless. 20 after the hour.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Now with orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Now, 23 after the hour here on the DJV program. There's a lot of talk about Kim Cattrall, Sex in the City, Mr. Big dying. There's no secret. It's no spoiler alert. He's dead. The actor's not dead, but his role is dead. Unless they figure out, like, was it Dallas? Where one of the guys that was there.
It was all a dream.
Yeah, right. It's a dream. It's only a dream. Okay, so, with that as a backdrop, one of the things supposedly that killed Chris Noether's character, the Mr. Big, yeah, this the whole thing. It was so played. I didn't care that much about Sex and the City, but I've always liked Chris Noether as an actor and any part that he was in. I think he's great in The Equalizer. He's great in Law and Order. He's done 100 different parts, and one of them was Mr. Big. So he's come up with this ad. Apparently Peloton came to him after acknowledging that he is on a Peloton bike and that's where he has his heart attack and that's when he dies.
The stock dropped 75%. The closing,
people are so stupid.
The closing price on Friday, I just had to look this up, $37. That's that hasn't been that low since pre-COVID.
Right.
So this really impacted the business. They had to come up with something better than that was so lame.
That begs the question, Victoria. Did they sign off on this as part of the script? Did they have to? No, not they.
No.
They didn't know.
Yeah.
They didn't know this.
They knew that Jess King, who plays Allegra, is a real Peloton instructor. They knew she was going to be part of it. They knew that the series secured a Peloton, but they had no idea what it was going to be used for, what the storyline of this was going to be, what the scene was even going to be in. Nor did they donate it. They didn't even give it to them.
No, but
they did one better. This new ad has already helped. It's already gone viral. Ryan Reynolds, his production company, did this. It's really good. And this is, to me, this is a much more efficient way to get your stock price way back up again. Now everyone's talking about Peloton in a good way. So it's better than a lawsuit.
All right, so here's the background here is that because the fans have been shocked because Big dies, he's on his 1,000th ride on a Peloton bike. And so Peloton, is, as Victoria just aptly put it, the stock went into the tank last week after it became known what happened on the show. So Peloton called up Chris Noether, and they must have put this together right after the weekend. I mean, the stock didn't go together until Friday, so this must have been something that they really went to Ryan Reynolds' ad company and said, hey, we better do this fast. So,
or he approached them. Ryan Reynolds is very... Ryan Reynolds is very entrepreneurial like that. He owns a lot of different companies, and I could easily see him calling Peloton and saying, hey, look, you guys need help, and I've got a great idea. Because his company produced it, and it's a really effective ad.
So you hear Reynolds coming in as the narrator. He rattles off a quick-paced list of facts about the health advantages of cycling. So let's listen as the ad starts. Somewhere there's an ad. And of course, it doesn't want to work. Oh, okay. All right.
Sorry. And just like
starting now.
It didn't work.
Maybe somebody was on the Peloton.
Take it again. Take
maybe
two.
Maybe our studio is powered by a Peloton.
Yeah. Maybe. He says he can't make it. Well, we had it, but anyway. He starts
off. It's a
bummer.
Well, it's a cute ad.
Yeah, well, we'll get it because I want to listen to it myself. Cycling strengthens your heart muscles, lowers resting pulse, and reduces blood fat levels. And then he sneaks in. He whispers, he's alive.
Like, no hesitation either. He just goes straight through it. He's alive.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, we'll get the, because I think it is certainly, of all the things that's trending today, Jay, there's nothing that's trending more than the fact that Big is dead, that Kim Cattrall is really angry about how she was written out of the show, and that Peloton's coming back to try to get some stuff. I know it's very expensive, the bikes. Although, wasn't there a promotion, Victoria? Didn't you talk about some kind of a promotion for Christmas? They were selling them a lot cheaper than...
You do like a payment plan. It was like $50 a month.
Yeah. Okay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis, a Democrat, declared the COVID-19 emergency is over and that he won't be implementing another statewide mask mandate in response to the spread of the Omicron variant, explaining that if people aren't vaccinated at this point, it's their own darn fault if they get sick. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced Saturday he's taking a play out of Texas heartbeat law, pushing back against abortions to save lives, and incorporating the wording to put to gun control into California lawmakers' hands. Michael Schwartz with the San Diego County Gun Owners Association on KFMB San Diego.
This feels very vindictive against people who are just trying to exercise their Second Amendment rights.
The Democrat governor said he directed his staff to work with legislature and the state's attorney general to write a bill that would allow private citizens to sue up to $10,000 anyone who manufactures, distributes, or sells an assault weapon or ghost gun kit in California. USA Radio News.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
If you missed a turn, there's always another turn.
Always.
Take it to get back to the turn you missed.
Use your turn signal.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
And finally, some good news of Americans doing good for Gold Star families of fallen service members and first responders that paid the ultimate price. Tunnel to Towers CEO Frank Siller on Fox News Monday morning has announced they're building a new community called Let Us Do Good Village.
Well, first, I want to say our prayers go out to all the families that were hit with these devastated tornadoes. Tunnel to Towers Foundation, we will be doing something. We broke ground on the first Let Us Do Good Village. St. Francis said, brothers and sisters, while we are here, while we have time, let us do good. So that's a perfect name for this village. We're going to build over 100 homes for our country's most catastrophically injured service members. Gold Star families and fallen first responder families who died in line of duty that leave young kids behind. It's going to be a magnificent place to bring your kids up. Just think about it. These kids are going to be around other children that have faced the same tragedy in their lives. We have a community center that is going to have indoor basketball court, full size regulation. We're going to have tennis courts, pickleball courts, movie theater, conference rooms, more like a party room, you know, so kids can have their parties in there, and a real place to attract the families to come together and to be together. And, I'm sure there's going to be some great love stories out of there. You think about it, right? These kids growing up with a similar type of background, they lost their mom or dad, you know, died for our country or our community, and they're going to lean on each other, and so will the parents.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's 34 at the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, developing our strengths together. You know what it was like when you were in school and you didn't get an A, you know, this applies to probably everybody here except Jennifer, but maybe it applies to others. I don't know enough about Jennifer, about Jay's school background. Victoria probably got mostly all A's. I was not.
No,
I love school.
I didn't know.
No,
A's
okay.
Were few and far between.
Right. So,
really?
But Jennifer, being the goody-goody that she is, got an A in everything. Everything
not
was always.
Always
an A.
Math was hard.
Well, so what did you do to get better at math? What have we all, as we look back?
Worked my butt off. Yeah. Went to summer school for geometry.
Did you?
I failed it.
Do you guys want to hear a really?
Yeah.
Do you guys want to hear a funny story?
Sure.
So, this is some crazy stuff. So, I was, I always struggled with math in school. Like, you give me something to write, I was ready to go. English, history, all that stuff is great, but math was always my struggle, but I always tried to work really hard. My dad was really good in math. He was like valedictorian of his class. Blech. And so he used to always tutor me in math, and you know, that caused a lot of tension between us, because when I didn't get it, he would get mad, then I would get mad, it would be a whole thing. But we would work through it, as a lot of parents do, probably. So all the way through high school, I was struggling, and I had
I had a geometry teacher. To answer your question, I first learned math in college. In junior college, I, like, had a great teacher, and all of a sudden it just, like, clicked for me, and people were asking me for help, and I thought, are you people crazy? You shouldn't be asking me. But, like, it actually clicked. But I was talking about last week on my radio program in Los Angeles, I was talking about how geometry was just awful for me, and I had this teacher who would, like, you could pass the test if you wrote go UCLA, and he would give you points for the questions that you didn't know. And he was the singer of the song Happy Days. He was Pratt and McLean. He was Gerald McLean from Pratt and McLean, who did the theme song to Happy Days. And so I talk about him on the air.
Like, that's his voice? Sunday, Monday? That's
Monday,
him?
Happy Days.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Him, yeah. And okay. So we were just kind of laughing. He was a math teacher. He went into geometry and was teaching me geometry at my Catholic high school. And so I said, yeah, it didn't work out so well. You know what I mean? That day, I get a phone call from him who had, I guess he had some spy living in Los Angeles who heard me talking about him, contacted him. He's retired up in the Bay Area now and called me and said, hey, I heard you were talking about me on your show. And went through the whole thing about how he was a singer, but he got into drugs, and then he wrote a book, and then he became a high school teacher. All this stuff I never even knew. And now I'm in touch with my old geometry teacher who sang Happy Days. How about
but
that?
Wait, was he the good teacher or the bad teacher?
Okay.
So he wanted to clear his
name.
Don't
rat me out, whoever's listening to the show.
So
that's pretty crazy.
That's interesting. It is crazy. But it's very much the lesson here, and that's what I was talking about. You become a good student if you find your weakness and then work on it. That's kind of what makes us more intelligent. If you're interested in being intelligent, putting your best foot forward, always doing your best and feeling your best, then you try. You don't always accomplish. You don't always overcome your weaknesses. Sometimes they're just tough, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, whatever it is. But I think when it comes to your job, the time that you spend on your job is probably more than you do, you know, you spend any, you don't sleep as much as you're at work, and you certainly don't spend that much time with your family, although maybe you would like to. But if you have things that are of value, and you know, it's sort of the school analogy, this course, I was lit in fine arts for me at college. I flunked it. And I mean, I flunked it. It was all memorization of pictures and things from artifacts from history, and I had no interest. And it just was. It was a required course of all things, and I generally did okay. I did. I went to all classes. I had all the material. I really was able to capture. I got out of Heidelberg. I think I had a 2.95. Those things never spoke to me. They haven't then, and they don't now. And I'll give you an analogy. I probably would have been better if I had come across or I had trained myself to learn lines, because I used to do commercials, television commercials, and I would ad lib, and they gave me a script. I even went so far as to have an IBF, or whatever they call them, in my ear, so that somebody would be telling me the lines as I'm reciting them, because I would just go off on, you know, okay, this is why this is good. Kind of like the way I do commercials here. It's just, I'm not looking at a script. I just take stuff and what I know and put it all together. And it never served me, because I never really got, I get a lot of radio commercials because I got a script and I read it and it gets produced and that's the end of it. But to do a television commercial, for some reason, it just, nah, never. And I kind of always have regretted that I didn't see that, because I felt they would be better served if they listened. My ideas were better than theirs, so I thought. So, no, it doesn't work that way. All right, speaking of commercials, we've got the build-up. Phil, can you push a button now and actually get the pellet and commercial? Okay. So to go back over this, we've had a lot of fun talking about Mr. Big dying, and we've had a lot of attention, you know, this whole thing. I also saw something. Kristen Davis is angered by the criticisms that she and Cynthia Nixon and Sarah Jessica Parker are old. Huh?
There's been so much misogyny thrown at the three women in the show. And the first thing I thought of when I saw the opening scene, I was like, they all look great. What are people talking about?
They look so good.
They do.
But it is what happens. You get a, I don't look the same now.
People think that they can
now.
Tell you everything about the way you look. And it's like, I'd like to see you, sir.
So, by the way,
exactly.
Phil, when we had the, I don't know if you picked up on this, we had the Radio America Christmas party and 35th anniversary last Thursday in Washington. And McFadden was trying to, he was pointing the picture that was taken a few years ago of me. Oh, you don't look like that anymore at all. Well, in fact, I think I do look like that. So, Phil, this is up to you. Now, count your words carefully. Do you think, because you've never met me
before.
Here's
the right answer, Phil.
you saw that. You saw that picture that it was posted in the lobby, and then you saw me walk into the studio. So it wasn't like you couldn't have, you didn't mistake me for
and
somebody
Phil
else.
And Phil said, can I help you? Can I help you, sir?
No, but seriously. Do I look like that picture that was taken a few years ago? Honest and true.
How long ago was a few years ago before Phil answers? How long ago is really a
few
years ago?
Those pictures, though, it goes back to Meredith being my life. We had
pictures
taken. Yeah, I guess it's five. Or,
right?
Yeah, well, it's been since 2017.
Because sometimes you've said things like, you know, it was last week. And it was like, no, it was 2008. You know, I just want to know.
But see, I think I look just like that. I think I still look just like that. But let's get an objective opinion. Go ahead, Phil. That extra raise that I just promised you on Thursday, don't worry about that. Being an influencer.
Poor Phil.
I think you look fantastic, Doug.
I will say this.
Do I look like that picture? That's the question.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like
I mean, the rest of us don't know what the picture looks like.
No, so. I thought I would recognize you immediately when you walked in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Phil sent us a picture of you and Phil together. And I showed Lewis, because we just saw you a month or so ago. And I said, wow. I said, Doug looks great. I mean, I didn't think, that was my first thought. I thought that it was a really good picture of you. So I don't know what's on the wall, but I don't know what, I mean, Rich McFadden, like, you know, consider the source. You know, I love Rich, but like he loves to make you feel any which way he wants.
Oh, yeah, right. That's right. Exactly. And he can play me like a fiddle because he knows me as well as he does. All right. Anyway, hey, Phil, send me that picture so we can post it on the we never posted it, actually. So we should do that. All right. So meanwhile, back at the ranch, we're still stuck in Zooland here when it comes to Mr. Big dying and the whole strain that's going on with Sex and the City. At least all the publicity's got to be helping people. What's this all about? I got to go check out the show. So the producers must be loving this. So meanwhile, what we did was set up the ad. Last week, Peloton stock went down like a rock after it was noted that Chris Noth is on a Peloton bike, has a heart attack, and dies on the show. So, and there's apparently a real instructor in this ad now that he must have over the weekend with Ryan Reynolds' company, they put together an ad which basically plays on him dying. But he's not really. And so here's Ryan Reynolds doing the announcer bit.
To new beginnings.
To new beginnings. You look great.
Well, I feel great. Should we take another ride? Life's too short not to.
And just like that, the world was reminded that regular cycling stimulates and improves your heart, lungs, and circulation, reducing your risk of cardiovascular diseases. Cycling strengthens your heart muscles, lowers resting pulse, and reduces blood fat levels. He's alive.
But he's alive at the end is, I think only Ryan Reynolds can deliver that line the way that he did.
Throw it in there.
Yeah, it's... Right. So good.
Yeah, but
I just
so
don't understand people that watch a TV show. I mean, people get killed in all sorts of ways on a TV show. Why in the world would they be like, oh, he dropped dead on his bike. I better get rid of mine. Like, I don't know. It's like, how do people even walk outside if they watch Law & Order or NCIS?
Right.
Or
I think it speaks to, A, how attached everyone is to Mr. Big. And to the legacy that he's left, the Chris Noth, I don't think anyone else could have played that role the way that he did, and the love that he and Carrie Bradshaw have, and then to see him be, it's kind of, I think it was surprising, at least for me, it was surprising that Peloton was really, like, singled out. It wasn't just, it could have been a generic spin bike. There are a million other brands. But the fact that it was, like, an active Peloton class that he was talking about, he mentions the bike numerous times. It was just it was so surprising that they really targeted Peloton the way that they did. And, you know, as we said, look what happened. The stock dropped 75%. On Friday at closing hours to $37. I mean, the company really needed to do something, and Ryan Reynolds' production company seems to be the answer, because now everyone's back up like, oh, okay. I think we also needed to see Mr. Big actually alive again. I feel like that gave me a little bit of solace.
Yeah.
All you got to do is watch The Equalizer, and you're all set there.
I thought about that. I'm like, you know, I think I need to watch The Equalizer more now. I need to see more of him.
He has really been responsible. He's played some of the most iconic characters in terms of New York television. If you think about the guys that have been detectives on Law and Order, who stands out more than him and than Jerry Orbach in that entire 20-some-odd year reign of Law and Order? It's those two guys, and they basically started. He was a kid. Think about it. He's 67 now. He was like 27, 28 when he got that role as a detective. Now, let me just...
I don't remember his name.
Yeah, I've got it on the tip of my tongue, though. Logan. He was Logan. So, anyway, the roles he's played have been very fortunate. And I think the role he's got in The Equalizer is pretty memorable. So, does he have his gray hair, or did they blacken it in Sex and the City? Because his hair is turning gray.
It wasn't as gray as it is on The Equalizer, but it was also a lot shorter in Sex and the City. So I think that I thought he looked great. But a lot of people also said by the size of his belly, it did not look like he's done 1,000 rides on Peloton. So I don't know. Everybody's a critic.
Right. That's true. But I think that and they must have done something with him, because he's not that big normally. You know, his regular appearance is one quite healthy. So at any rate, you can do almost anything you want in the pictures. 48 after the hour.
The global cybersecurity leader CrowdStrike, recently named as one of the fastest-growing companies in North America, has just released the findings of its latest global ransomware study. It reveals that ransomware remains prolific, with payouts and extortion fees on the rise globally. It also highlights how customers are losing trust in Microsoft and legacy IT. CrowdStrike CTO Mike Santonis has more.
Our new research shows that the average ransomware demand in the US was just over $1.79 million in 2021. And our report shows that 63% of respondents admitted that their organization is losing trust in suppliers such as Microsoft due to frequent security incidents. And it's hardly a surprise, with 66% of organizations globally admitting to suffering an attack in the last 12 months. With the rise in cyber attacks, the average payout has now increased by 63% in the last year, meaning it's crucial for businesses to protect themselves and their clients. So please visit CrowdStrike.com for more information about our survey and how we stop breaches.
The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I-53 after the hour, the how not to improve your home from the host of the Money Pit, Tommy the K. Tom Kreitler is here with the Q&A from a lot of people that listen, but we both have experiences that we want to talk about and share with you. Tommy is redoing his basement, so he's mixing the concrete himself down there, and the way you just described it, I have you describe it for the people listening. It sounded to me like it would be an episode of the Keystone Cops or maybe the Three Stooges, right?
Felt a little bit like that, yeah. Yeah. So I got a really old house, and I have a brick floor in the basement. So we took the bricks out. I mean, they're like 130 years old. And I divided it up into sections, and I'm mixing up with a very small concrete mixer, about 2 bags of concrete at a time, plus water. I figured out it weighs about 135, 140 pounds. For that much concrete. So I drag the mixing pan out from under the mixer, tilt it up, and dump it in these little squares that I'd formed. Well, so one time this weekend, as I was getting a bit tired, I lifted this up again, went to tilt it, and my feet slipped out from under me, Doug, and I went right down into the
kaboom!
Hands and face.
I want to see a picture. Did you get somebody to take a picture? I want to see.
I got a picture of it. Yeah.
All right. Send a picture. I think that's cool. Well, I was telling you also, we all have house projects, home improvement projects, and I waited till this time of year because the painters were getting crazy with the prices, and I figured, well, I'll wait until they only can work inside, and maybe that'll affect the price somewhat. And it seemed to have a little bit. So I had hired these guys to redo some of the downstairs and some of the upstairs. I had some ceilings. I just don't like looking at the ceilings where if there's peel on that kind of stuff. So they redid that. And then the den and kitchen area was just dark, and I didn't like that. So anyway, the point is that in preparing the walls and the ceiling, there was a lot of dust created. And they have vacuum cleaners, and they're doing their best to try to get all of the dust out, but they didn't. So I can run my hands now over the top of the radiators, over the top of the window sills, and there's this fine little white powder.
Yeah, stuff that gets out into the air.
Yeah.
So a way to deal with that is if you think about it, what you want to do is create sort of like depressurization of the rooms you're working in. And the easy way to do that is if you could pop open a window and stick like a regular old like window fan in it, point it out so now it's sucking air out of the house, right? Mm-hmm. And then open a door or window on the opposite side. So you create this sort of flow of air from the room you're working in to the outside. This keeps fresh air moving in and the dusty air moving out. Now, of course, it's winter. You know, it could get a little cold depending on where you live, but that's a way to sort of manage the excessive dust that gets into the air during a project like that.
All right. Good idea. Words of the wise, as they say. One of our listeners named Beth wants to know if she can tile an outdoor porch. Is that at this time of year? Is that the question, or you know, at any?
Yeah, she. You know what? You know what? She has extra tile from some project, and she thought it would look cool on her porch and her sidewalk. And she's wondering if she could do that, or whether it would be too slippery. And it's a great question because certain types of tile are really not designed for wet locations. There's a rating on tile called the coefficient of friction, which basically is how slippery is the surface, and it starts at zero and it goes up from there. Zero means it's got no friction, and it goes up from there to have some friction. So, for example, if you use a tile that's like terracotta or quarry tile, that's going to be very slip resistant. But if you use the kind of tile that you typically see on a bathroom wall, that's going to be super slippery and dangerous. So you have to be careful with tiles like that in any wet location, because it really could be something that's just terribly slippery in the slightest rainfall.
One of the things the Money Pit is known for is the amount of information that's there, not only in the radio program that's heard around the country every weekend, but the Money Pit podcast. So what's the new thing? What's the latest on your podcast?
Yeah, so episode 2160 is up right now on the website. Go to moneypit.com/podcast. We tackle three topics as well as take your questions. The first one is there's a new Energy Star program that sort of guarantees energy efficiency. It's certified contractors that perform energy tests of your home to identify kind of where it is now, and then they propose repairs, but then they have to certify it again on the way out. The thing is, though, the certifications are done by third parties, not the guy actually doing the work. So that's kind of a cool way to know that if you're going to invest in energy efficient improvement, it actually is going to work. Plus, we talk about refinishing old bathtubs and extended warranties. This is a really annoying thing to me, Doug. Every time you go to a store and they go, hey, do you want an extended warranty like that? You buy a tube of caulk. Do you want extended warranty?
Mm-hmm. It's like they're telling you it's a piece of junk. And right? I mean, that's it. We don't stand. We stand behind it, but not very far. Get out of the way when it blows up. All right, there it is. Check it out. Money Pit Podcast.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.